Deadly plane crash suits filed. A deadly plane crash at the Statesville, North Carolina airport has led to the filing of two wrongful death suits. The victims include NASCAR champion Greg Biffle, his family members, and two other passengers who lost their lives in the tragic accident. The suits aim to hold those responsible for the crash accountable for their actions. The Dutton estate has filed a $15 million suit against Biffle's estate, claiming that he was responsible for maintenance, operation, and safety of the aircraft. This claim suggests that Biffle may have been negligent in his role as the plane's owner and operator. Meanwhile, the estate of Emma Biffle, Greg Biffle's daughter from a previous marriage, has filed a $10 million wrongful death suit against Dennis Dutton's estate. This case highlights the devastating impact on families affected by such accidents. The National Transportation Safety Board preliminary report states that Dennis Dutton was flying the twin-engine jet when it took off from the Statesville airport. His son Jack Dutton was also in the cockpit, and Biffle was seated near the cockpit area. According to the NTSB report, the elder Dutton turned over control of the plane to his son at one point, who was not qualified to fly the jet. However, Dennis Dutton resumed control before the crash occurred. The men on board reported several issues with the aircraft systems during the brief flight, including problems with a thrust reverser indicator light and some left-side instruments. The NTSB has yet to release its final report on the crash, which may provide further insight into the circumstances surrounding the accident. The pending report may shed more light on the causes of the tragedy. As the investigation continues, families affected by such accidents often seek justice through lawsuits. These suits can help bring attention to safety concerns and potentially lead to changes in aviation regulations. The incident serves as a reminder of the importance of pilot training and aircraft maintenance. The fact that the son was not qualified to fly the jet highlights the need for proper supervision and oversight in aviation. The outcome of these lawsuits will have significant implications for those involved, as well as the wider aviation community. As such, it is crucial to await the release of the NTSB's final report to fully understand the causes of this tragic accident.